There are a lot of frustrated voters in Georgia today, many of them lined up in the heat for more than 4 hours, waiting to vote in yesterday's primary election. The delays were due to a combination of problems at precincts in counties where an overwhelming number of voters are Black and Latino. In Midtown Atlanta, 16,000 voters were assigned to cast ballots at one polling location. For more, we have Stephen Fowler of Georgia Public Broadcasting. And Stephen, there were several reasons for these delays, not to mention the fact that we're still in a pandemic. Why was the voting process such a mess?
Well, Tanya, to start, for months, elections officials have said this is going to be different, voting in a pandemic. You had polling places closed because churches and schools said, we don't want to have people here. You had poll workers, many of them older, drop out, so new ones had to be brought in and trained. And you had social distancing and other health precautions that were going to stretch out lines and have fewer machines in Georgia polling places. So all of this happened before the election, and on election day, a huge number of people showed up to vote in person before the polls even opened. So you had long lines building at 6:45 and 6:50 in the morning that just grew as the day progressed.
You actually spoke to some voters in line. What did they tell you?
Well, here's Lloyd Mitchell in Atlanta's Sandtown voting precinct. It took him 4 hours to vote because election workers found out the machines weren't processing votes correctly.
And they noticed this problem when the polls first opened, and it led to a cascade of events.
Now, those cascade of events played out at several polling places in Fulton County, where Atlanta is, in neighboring DeKalb County, Gwinnett County, and all across the state, as these issues with machines halted voting for several hours. And when things did get running, several more hours took place before people could cast their ballots. I myself even waited 3.5 hours at a precinct that didn't have any issues.
Oh, wow. As I mentioned, the election issues plagued counties where a majority of voters are Black and Latino. What are voting rights activists like former Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams saying about yesterday's issues?
Well, Tanya, many people are saying that what happened yesterday was unacceptable, both Republican and Democrats. The Democratic Party of Georgia says it's a failure of leadership of the Secretary of State, who is a Republican. Stacey Abrams, who's called for voting reform since her own election, where she narrowly lost in 2018. And she says that there's a lot of work that needs to be done between now and November to help make voting work for everyone.
Yeah, that's the big question. Is there any indication that this is going to be ironed out by then?
Well, the Secretary of State's office says a lot of this can be fixed by training. There's plenty of time before an August runoff, they say, for these things to be ironed out, and even more time before November. But many people may shift to absentee ballots. We had record absentee turnout in this primary, as people don't trust these election machines or don't want to spend half of their day waiting in line.
That's Stephen Fowler. He's a politics reporter for Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Thank you.